Vibhishana surrenders to Rama. Ravana called all his ministers to the audience hall, where all of them supported him out of fear. Only Vibhishana told him, "Rama is not an ordinary person. What can one single living being like you do to injure or obstruct the ruler of the 14 worlds? Give up your hatred for such a divine person and pray to be accepted as his servant. Return his consort to him and earn his grace." Ravana was enraged and ordered him to be removed from the hall for extolling his enemy. Vibhishana took the name of Rama and crossed the sea to reach Mahendra Hill and sought permission to meet Rama. The Vanaras were suspicious and wanted to take him captive. But Rama, who was compassionate, said that even the worst person should be treated with kindness if he surrenders. When Vibhishana was brought before Rama, he fell at his feet. He said he was born as a Rakshasa, but asked Rama to save him and surrender to him. Rama said, "You possess all desirable excellences, or else you would not have earned this darshan, this chance to touch me and contact me, and this opportunity to converse with me." Rama sprinkled some water on his head and promised to make him the future ruler of Lanka. Rama told everybody to look upon Vibhishana as a comrade. Everybody then headed to the seashore.